You just jizzed your masculinity all over my face. I don't like it. I'm upset and I'd like to protest. I have made a sign with crayons and markers. Where's that waiter? Good to be back on the air again. Mike, shut up. We gotta hide our manliness from the world. That, my friend, is a chilled bottle of JD. Where's that waiter?
This is the podcast that answers all the questions.
I like learning shit.
Don't tell me I ain't smart. I'm a redneck who motherfucking reads. Hell yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, God. What's up? It's Steve Jessup. Listen to my podcast.
I'm down by the river.
Oh, yeah. Now, welcome. My co-host and good buddy, Mike Merrifield. Hello, Mike.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Down by the River. Before we get going, make sure you check out the latest episode of Whiskey Weed Women on YouTube. It's the John Deere Tailgater, episode 133. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to, what the fuck is the name of the show?
Down by the River.
I'll do that one again.
Do it. Start over.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Oh, that didn't sound right either. Just give me one more try.
You're fucked up. Maybe we did too many hits.
That could be the problem. Here we go. Fresh start. Here we go.
Wait a minute, Mike.
What?
Mike, do you want to do another bowl before we start?
That's probably a good idea.
All right, let's start. Let's
hand me that. Bowl. Let me finish that one first. Give me that one. I'm just going to take one more.
Hit that. Yip. That's how I like to start the show anyway.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Down by the River. We're hanging out. We're obviously partying. It took a few tries, but we got the intro right. Welcome, everybody. The star of the show, my best buddy, Steve Jessup.
And the co-host of the show, Mike Merrifield. Mike, I thought partying was doing cocaine. Because we're not doing cocaine. We're just smoking a shit ton of weed. And if I could get that bottle of Jack out of your grip, I would take a hit.
I've actually been given this lecture before about not referring to smoking weed and drinking as partying. But, you know, look, I'm a rebel. I'm not going to... Just because you tell me that it means we're doing blow, which we're not, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah. I did just hit this Jack. God dang it. This Jack bottle. I like to put the lid back on, but it escapes me sometimes. All right. You want that back? I got the Jack.
I was going to say, Jack puts hair on a man's chest. That's a man's drink. I don't drink it as much as you do, sir. I can't handle it. And I'm a man with a lot of testosterone. You'd think it would be easy for me. But you're not. I don't know. I guess nowadays I have to apologize for having as much testosterone as I do. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I just displayed toxic masculinity. I apologize to the world.
You just jizzed your masculinity all over my face. I don't like it. I'm upset and I'd like to protest. I have made a sign with crayons and markers that says, don't jizz on my face, Mike.
And now this is the part where I make an apology speech, and I would like to wholeheartedly apologize for ejaculating and or arcing an entire load of toxic masculinity on your unsuspecting and unwanting face.
Yeah.
I apologize wholeheartedly.
Don't do that.
Now, this is the part where you ask that my whole entire career be ruined and that I never be able to earn money again.
I would like for Mike Manfield's entire life to be buried and removed from the record. Because he jizzed his toxic masculinity all over my face.
Okay, well, it was nice co-hosting the podcast. I guess I'm being banished now. I'm no longer allowed to share my cisgendered masculine opinion with the world. So it's been fun.
Yeah. You're done.
I guess I'll see you later.
In 2020, I'm not going to be able to say done anymore. That phrase will not be accepted. Callback. Anyway.
I left. I'm not here anymore. I'm not here anymore.
Hey, man. Your input is always welcome down by the river. Give us a call and let us know what's up. How you feel about the show, what you thinking, your drinking stories, your drink mixes, fucking questions. Let's hear it. 225-800-3175. That's the number. Write it down. 225-800-3175. 75. Give us a call, y'all.
Did you see the latest thing that has everybody in the world talking? The Gillette commercial?
Where you're not supposed to be a man?
Yeah, it's a commercial that Gillette, which I think it's the hot new thing that brands are doing now. They jump on whatever's controversial and make a video about it, but it's a commercial for razors that, you know, step by step lays out how it's wrong to be a man.
Well, I mean, it's like, I don't know why, but social commentary is popular now, you know what I mean? Like, it used to be just the funny commercials at the Super Bowl were popular, but now this is like a commercial that's going to be at the Super Bowl, right? Where they doggone dudes.
Yeah, and I don't even think it needs to be at the Super Bowl. I think they've achieved, it's already viral. Everybody's talking about it because to me it looks like they hired a company and said, this is what we want you to make, and they made it. You know, it's a pre-produced, it pushes all the right buttons. But I take offense to it even more because of the message they're putting out. And just one of the things that sticks in my mind is there's a couple kids in the commercial wrestling, and you hear this voice say, well, boys will be boys. Well, boys will be boys. And, you know, and then the guy goes and separates the boys because they're fighting, and it's the idea that they're implying that society is somehow allowing these boys to act like this, when in reality, that's just how boys act. I have two sons. I have an 11 and an 8-year-old. They fucking love each other, but they also love to beat the shit out of each other and mess with each other and pick on each other. And I didn't teach them that. You know, they didn't learn that out in the world. That comes naturally. That's just normal evolutionary genetics or whatever. Like, that's part of our DNA. Because, you
know, they shave?
They don't shave. And I guess, you know, I don't know if that makes them better or worse.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if they don't shave, they might not even see this ad for what it's worth. You know, it might not even reach out and hit them.
Yeah. When is it too early to show your kids this ad if they don't shave yet, you know? I wonder if they would get the same message out of it.
I think it's just upsetting to men, you know, because it's like, motherfucker, you make razors.
Yeah.
That's about where our relationship stops. I didn't ask you for psychological advice.
Yeah, how weird is that we live in a world where a razor company is now going to speak on social topics like this? That's fucking crazy. That's why, to me, it seems so fake to begin with. You know, it's just manufactured, you know, almost in the way that, you know, Nike with Colin Kaepernick or whatever. Like, that was just a business move. They're like, this guy's super
virtue
controversial.
Virtue signaling, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Well, it's all bandwagon-y fucking fake bullshit. And again, I always maintain, I know I sound like a broken record, but none of it's real. You know, in the real world, you know, little boys are cool to other little boys. My kids beat the shit out of each other, but they're also kind and caring, and you know, they're gentle with younger kids. Like they immediately change their they're smarter than you give them credit for, and a lot more of it is built into their DNA than we're given credit for. And whereas men were asked to deny almost every bit of our DNA, we're asked to stuff it down and hide it.
Gillette is trying to say that being a man is bad. And that's why I think the commercial is dumb. I mean, shaving, Mike, do you know how far back shaving even goes?
As far back as when women started caring about it, right? I mean, because I feel like it was probably a woman's idea.
BC, man.
BC?
Yeah, BC. You know what BC means.
Before cock.
Before cock.
Big cock. It means big cock on the porn sites. And BBC
like
is big black cock.
300 years before cock.
BBW is big beautiful woman. And sometimes you'll find a BBW that likes BBC. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it goes way back. BC, so what were they shaving with? Rocks and shit? Just rubbing the hair off?
Man, shaving goes all the way back. So, I don't know what the point of that was.
I thought you were going to, you have the fucking computer in front of you with an article.
I know, I'm just scrolling, looking at all these beards. Oh, man. People have weird beards. Oh, my.
It's funny, though, that you have this tool. You have this tool that can answer any question in the world, but the interface is still has to be your current brain. Like, all the information's in there.
Mike, I told you this is why I shouldn't work the computer when we do the podcast.
But I got to work all the other buttons, though. Somebody's got to work the computer.
I know, but look at this, man. It says, like, shaving.
Maybe I should run the fucking computer. I'd imagine it's been around since a woman complained about it. Probably about the first time a guy ate a pussy, she complained about his facial hair.
Well, that would be all the way back.
You ever think about this? You ever think about how, and I saw this photo the other day, I guess there's this new trend now where women are, they're embracing their natural beauty, and part of their natural beauty is their body hair, and there's this new disgusting, deplorable trend now that women aren't going to shave, and I saw a photo of this girl. And it was like, this is natural beauty. And
I like it.
She was naked. You fucking like that? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, man.
No.
No, men do it.
Fuck that. Not hairy legs and shit. Like, this girl had hairy legs. It's gross.
Whatever. Fuck it. I don't care.
You don't care.
Uh-uh.
Like, look, I'm not saying, like, even the vag, like, have you ever, what was the last time, like, since the 80s when we were young, that you've seen a completely unkept vag? Like, it's not good, man.
I like, Mike, listen, here's what I'm thinking. I like, you know what, like some dirty panties smell.
Oh, my God.
You ever
God.
Get a like a pair of dirty panties and they're like, they stink a little
bit? Oh, my
bit?
God, no. The last thing I would do is smell a girl's fucking panties. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, man. So then when they do that stinky bush thing they do now, then I get that. I like it.
Fucking swamp crotch?
Yeah, swamp crotch it up.
That's bad. Just even seeing the hair on her legs, like, it made me, like, fucking sick to my stomach. It's weird, though, how... But that's obviously, like, an evolutionary change. At one point, right, when we were cavemen, before they started shaving their legs, I wouldn't have had a problem with it.
Mike, look at me. Mike, look at... All right, look at me. All right, you see? Smell this finger right here.
I'm not going to smell your finger, dude. I'm not going to smell your finger. I've always hated the smell your finger game, too. That's
smell fucking, this finger right here. That. Tell me you don't love a big, sweaty pussy.
No, dude.
Come on,
no.
Smell this one. Come fucking, on, Mike.
Dude, first of all, I know you haven't had a fucking woman anywhere near that finger in a long time, all right? So... The only orifice that thing's been in is in your own ass, so I don't appreciate you not waving it in my face. And especially if it did smell like pussy. Oh, fuck that, dude. I'll break up with a bitch real fast.
Why? That's how you know her. She marked her fucking territory with your finger.
No, fuck that.
You don't like a specific smell?
What, for a pussy smell?
Yeah, like your bitch. Well, like you know her smell.
Healthy. Like, I think healthy is okay. If there's any kind of a...
What do you mean? What's healthy smell like?
Well, it doesn't...
Every girl smells different.
It does, like, when you smell it, your nose doesn't fucking wrinkle up, all right? You don't feel your dinner starting to try to creep back up your esophagus. I can't describe it, but I know it when I smell it, you know? The less I smell, the better. I mean, a pussy has, there's a real fine line between a vagina that smells good and a vagina that smells like a basement. Like, I grew up living in basements. It's the same smell. I don't need any fucking basement pussy in my life. Gross. And then you're going to throw leg hair on top of that? Go fuck yourself. You know, I guess I figured out why.
Why not?
That must be why women are always so mad, because they got to shave 80% of their body before we're attracted to them. I guess that would make me mad.
And then put other colors on it. Like, shave it down, remove stuff, and then put different colors on your eyes and face, because the colors you came with suck. And, you know, bleach out that hair, because the color that came with is stupid. Okay, now you're good to go. And if you don't already know, March 6th through 10th, I'm going to be on the Trailer Park Boys Cruise. This thing's going to be loud and rowdy, going to be stoned and buzzed up the whole damn time with Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles and the whole crew. Check it out. TrailerParkBoysCruise.com. We're going from Tampa to the Great Stirrup Key, Bahamas. It's gonna be naked, rowdy, stoned and buzzed up fun. Get on board, y'all.
I'm gonna tell you a really embarrassing story right here, and this is with all the advances we've had in technology. I can't believe that Gillette, if they really want to help. Here's how I'll position it. If Gillette really wants to help, why don't you invent a shaver that I could shave my back with? Okay? Because I apologize again for being so toxically masculine that I have hair that grows out of my back. It's too much testosterone. I apologize. But Gillette, if you want to help,
too much.
You need to have a razor that I could shave my back with. That would help. And there's a reason I bring that up. There's a very embarrassing story that goes along with this. So a few nights ago, I was over at a buddy's house playing poker. And I guess a friend of his wife is this girl that I dated for a couple months. We were, you know, we were fuck buddies. And for a couple
fucking
months.
Fucking whole buddies.
Yep. And
I'll put my stuff in your stuff and we'll swap stuffs. I love whole buddies.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Basically, I remember how it went. I was like, hey, let me see how your fucking pussy smells. And so anyway, we had hooked up. And
that's a good opener.
It was like 23 years ago. And so anyway, she wasn't in the room when my friend's wife said this, but my friend's wife said, yeah, she told me you guys dated for like a couple months, but she didn't like all your back hair. Like, bro, that fucking
fuck.
That fucking hurt, because she's been thinking about that for 23 years, you know. And I don't get, like, I'm one of these, like,
oh God,
it's not,
dang it.
Look, it's not grotesque. I'm not like that weird guy at the pool. Like, it's not that kind of hair, but it is.
I felt it.
I'm a fucking man, but that one, that hurt me to my core, man.
It hurts me that you still have it. Get it lasered off, man. I mean, I might, you know, when we're on the road, and then we only got, they're like, it's a king and that's all we got left, I might be okay. But, you know, the way you are right now, me looking into your hairy shoulders, I don't like it.
She was a good one. We would just, I would go to her house and she had these sex dice. Have you ever seen those? Like, you roll two dice.
Sex dice.
You roll.
What are those?
You roll two dice, and the first one has, like, lick, touch, all these different options. I can't think of any other ones. And then the other dice has body parts. So you roll the sex dice, and you do whatever comes up. That's how we would get into it every time we did it. Sex dice.
I like sex dice.
But I don't think you could probably play sex dice anymore because every time you roll it, it's a new hashtag Me Too moment, you know? Unless you get written consent.
Yeah, we're going to have to quit the game right now because we have a Me Too movement on the board.
Well, and if they're worried about all this Me Too stuff, just, you know, keep this no shaving thing going and eventually none of us are going to want to fuck you Sasquatch bitches. I don't know.
What about No Shave November? I got to say, where the fuck does Gillette get off telling me how to live my life when they don't know fucking dick about my day-to-day?
Yeah, it's not like liquid plumbers trying to give me diet tips so I don't keep plugging up my toilet with monster shits.
They don't know what my world is like every day when I go out.
I'm telling you, they're just opportunistic. They're taking advantage of this fucking social media. Everybody's a victim. Everybody's a fucking white knight. Everyone's virtue signaling. I mean, it's...
What can I do better, Mike?
Nothing. You're fucked. You're a man. You could get a sex change. That's all you could do. You could Bruce Jenner it and then...
No, but Gillette said I need to do better.
I don't know. I don't think you need to change a thing, my friend. I think if anything you could do better is to... not let shit like this affect your day-to-day life. Just be you, man. Just be you.
I'm going to quit shaving.
And if you got to use Gillette razors, just use them to shave your ass and balls. I'll still do that. Hey, Gillette, I'll still shave my balls with your product. But that's it. That's where it stops. The buck stops at my balls, Gillette.
I like that. I would wish that Gillette would come out with a ball shaver.
I don't know, though. The flexibility that's needed, because that's such a delicate operation, you know?
Right, but they're ignoring it.
They totally are. Well, I think what it is it's hard to make a razor that works universally with all the different types of ball sacks that are out there. I mean, that's not even something Gillette's willing to... tackle. And if they're not willing to take that on, why should I take social advice from them? Fuck you, Gillette.
Fuck you. Mike, what's your ball sack like? Let's see what mine's like. Hang on.
Yeah, and you know what? Hey, Gillette said that Gillette is already the best a man can get. So as long as I'm using your products, that's the best a man can get. So how about you fucking mind your goddamn business, Gillette? Why don't you just keep... keeping fucking pussy lips and backs clean of disgusting body hair. Stay out of my life, you social media fucking horse.
I'm the best the man can get.
Apparently now that's not enough. You have to be better than the best of a man can get to be better. Betterer than that even. Times two. Carry the one.
You're better than that. And that's that. I'm gonna see y'all next time down by the river. I got shit to do. Don't jizz on my face, Mike.